The moderator of the Presbyterian Church of Ghana, Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty, is asking Ghanaians to be discerning and scrutinize messages from politicians before making any decisions. He says the success of this year's elections will be dependent on how analytical Ghanaians are. They should therefore pray to God for that spirit of discernment and reject politicians who intend to plunge the nation into chaos. Right Reverend Professor Emmanuel Marty was speaking at the dedication of the Calvary Congregation Chapel in Accra. The First Lady Ernestine Anadu-Mills joined the congregation to dedicate the chapel. Doreen Ampofu reports.
Established in 1983 with only 12 members, the Calvary Presbyterian Church now has about 700 members. Due to the continuous increase in number, the church has had to move from one building to another. That is what necessitated the construction of the new church building. Right Reverend Professor Marty said, anyone who abides in Christ will not advocate violence, either during the biometric registration or the December elections. Ghanaians must therefore beware.
The majority who are the followers of Christ will not be quiet for the greedy few to set the whole nation at break because of their parochial and selfish interests. And it's only Ghana that people go into politics to make money. In some places, they've already made their money, they made their name, and they want to contribute what they have gotten from their country to make that country better. The time has come that Ghanaians, God should give us the spirit of discernment to know that this man, this woman, who says is going into politics, what are her motives? What are his motives? Is he coming to sacrifice to our community? And what is she or he coming to do? Is he coming to amass wealth? Then we say no.
The First Lady Ernestine Anadu-Mills congratulated the church on putting up such an edifice. She said the dedication of the building should be a point for members to rededicate their lives to Christ and cultivate habits such as discipline and hard work.
The family is the basic unit of society. What goes on in society is a reflection of the family. If we hold on to the sound moral values, we shall have peace. We must insert such family values as sound moral courage, honesty, discipline, integrity, friendship, truth, education, learning to say thank you and please. I wish Ghana and our people peaceful elections.
First Lady Ernestine Anadu-Mills, and in that report by Doreen Ampofu.